This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان.
Another issue that is explicitly mentioned is the conquest of Qistantiniyya. Qistantiniyya. Qistantiniyya is of course Constantinople, named after the Roman Emperor Constantine. They were so humble that they wanted to name cities after themselves, you know. So it was very common to name cities after themselves. And so Constantine basically made the city his capital, and he named it after himself, Constantinople. And Constantinople became the bastion of human civilization for almost a millennia. This was the city and the land. This was the, really, there was no competition with any other civilization up until the coming of Islam. For a millennia, 1,000 years almost, Constantinople was the cradle of civilization. And amazingly, our Prophet ﷺ predicted Constantinople will be ours. Again, we are coming so many centuries later, we don't even think about this. One of the most significant episodes in human history, or I should say recorded human history, one of the most significant episodes is 1453 and the conquest of Constantinople. This is something that we just take for granted. We put it in our, you know, footnotes. Most of our kids have no clue. But in reality, it was the most cataclysmic, the most seismic, you know, disruption that happened in medieval history, because it signified essentially the end of the Roman Empire and the conquest of Islam over the Byzantine and Roman Empire. And the Muslim Ummah eventually conquered, obviously, Constantinople. Of course, the beginnings were with Muawiyah. He wanted to conquer from the time. That's what Abu Ayyub al-Ansari passed away outside Constantinople. From the time of the Sahaba, they wanted it. Multiple expeditions took place, but it was left to Sultan al-Fatih, the Mahmud II, Muhammad, they call him, the Turks call him Mahmud, or Muhammad II, the Sultan al-Fatih, in 1453, who finally conquered Constantinople and he converted it to Istanbul. So Istanbul is of course what Constantinople. Of course you still go and you see, I mean, really, subhanAllah, personal note here, I mean, that the Hagia Sophia, the Hagia Sophia, what an amazing testament to human mind. I mean, this is a building that has been, it was built before the birth of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we see it now in 2019 and we are in awe. Can you imagine the people of that time? We see it now and it is massive and big and no pillars and no beams and no, and the architecture, and it has been standing for 1,500 something years as it is. I mean, truly, and that's just one aspect of their civilization. In any case, what is the purpose of going all there? Because our Prophet ﷺ predicted the conquest of Constantinople. However, good enough, easy. But there's a problem. And that is, some ahadith mention that Constantinople will be conquered. Excellent, without any time frame. Excellent. We can take that and say Fatih Sultan, Muhammad II did it. No problem. But there are other ahadith that mention this conquest will take place towards the end of times, when the Dajjal is around the corner, when the Mahdi is around. And this throws a huge spanner in our understanding. What does that mean? Because Istanbul is Istanbul now. What does that mean? Allahu A'lam. I have no explicit or clear-cut or unambiguous answer. The only thing that can be said is that that land will revert to being controlled by a group that is not sympathetic to Islam. Maybe even if they call themselves Muslims, you know, Allah knows best. Because again, for a time frame, Ataturk, maybe it could be called, that is a Darul Kufr government, you know what Ataturk did, you know. But now it is not like that. Now Istanbul, alhamdulillah, it is a, alhamdulillah, Muslim land and whatnot. So definitely it's not like that now. But maybe things are going to change in that land. May Allah protect all Muslims. But maybe things are going to change and there will be a reconquest of Istanbul, of Constantinople. Also, the ahadith mention that that reconquest will take place miraculously without any blood being shed. That was not Sultan Fatih. Sultan Fatih, it was a bloody war. It lasted many months. There was a siege. There was a military. There was a navy. There was an army. There was a blockade. It was a standard war. Many people died. That's not what the hadith predicted. And again, you cannot enact a hadith. Alhamdulillah, Sultan Fatih conquered it, but that's not what the hadith predicted. We'll mention these hadith. Now, of these hadith, now, this is a hadith I'll quote you. It is in its chain is a weak narrator, so it is a weak hadith. So we're just mentioning with the disclaimer it is a weak hadith. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, "You will fight Constantinople 3 times." Does he mean the city of Constantinople, or does Constantinople indicate the Roman Empire, i.e. Europeans? Either can be there. You will fight Constantinople 3 times. The first time is that you will do well, but you will not succeed. The second time, you will enter into a sulh with the Constantinople. So much so that masajid will be built inside Constantinople. Now this is really bizarre, because masajid did not exist in Constantinople up until 1453. And now there are only masajid in Constantinople. But this doesn't seem to be reference to that. Again, all of these are cryptic. So, until there's a sulh between the Romans and there are masajid inside Constantinople, then you will return for a third time and you will conquer it with the takbir. You will say Allahu Akbar and it will be conquered. And the Prophet ﷺ said that 1/3 of Constantinople will be destroyed and 1/3 will burn down and 1/3 will be divided amongst you. Now, this hadith seems to indicate a final conquest of Constantinople, and this is something that, once again, it is mentioned in another hadith which the majority of scholars have interpreted to mean Constantinople. And I'll mention it now. Now the hadith I just quoted you, it is weak. It is mentioned in the Kitab al-Fitan of Nu'ayb ibn Hammad, and it is weak. The one I'm about to quote you now, it is authentic Sahih Muslim. These two hadith seem to add to some concept. What is it? The hadith is as follows. The Prophet ﷺ asked the Sahaba, it's a famous hadith, Sahih Muslim, "Have you heard of a city, half of which is in the water and half of it in the land?" Or in another narration, "Have you heard of the city, part of it is in the water and part of it is in the land?" The vast majority of our commentators said this is Constantinople, because Constantinople, essentially, it divides Asia from Europe. You have the Bosphorus Straits, right? And you have that city that, you know, it's considered that it is basically one half this way, one half that way. So the majority of our ulama, and Nawawi, Ibn Kathir, others, they say this is Constantinople that the Prophet is describing. They said, "Yes, we have." Listen to this now. The Prophet said, hadith is in Sahih Muslim, "The Qiyamah will not happen until 70,000 of the Bani Ishaq will conquer it." Not the Bani Ismail. The Bani Ishaq will conquer it. "And when they come to it, they," the Bani Ishaq, "will not fight with swords, nor will they fight with arrows. Rather, they will say, 'La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar,' and one of the sides will fall down. Then they will say, 'La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar,' and another side will fall down. Then they will say, 'La ilaha illallah,' 2, 3, 4 times until all 4 sides will be fallen down. And then they will enter the city and begin to distribute his ghanima. And while they are distributing his ghanima, the shaitan will call, or a crier will call, that verily the Dajjal has come out to your family, and they will leave everything and return to their family." End hadith. Now, we've heard a similar hadith before, but now we have an added detail. What is that detail? 70,000 of the Bani Ishaq will conquer Constantinople. So, putting all of this together, it is plausible, very reasonable to say that the armies of the Mahdi, will be fighting at multiple places in this world. And some of the fighting will be more severe than others. And one of the very end of those battles will be the battle of the conquest of Constantinople. But in this battle, there will be no war. There will be no blood. There will be no swords. It will be a miracle given to them. The people in that battle will come and find the walled gates, and they will realize they cannot fight the people of the city, but they will know this hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ is telling them, you're going to use this tactic of mine. He's telling them what to do. And they believe in the hadith, so they will use this tactic. So they will say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. 4 times, all of them in unison, their takbirat and their tahlilat, they are going to cause the walls to fall down and they will conquer the city without any bloodshed. And then the news will come, Dajjal has come. So they will flee back to Bilad al-Sham from Constantinople, only to discover it was a lie. Then when they're in Sham, Dajjal will actually come. And then they're wondering what to do or fighting him a few times. And then Isa will come. And then as we had mentioned before, it resumes. Now, who are the Bani Ishaq? Some ulama have said that this is a reference to the Romans, that they were considered to be, the Arabs would call them. Because Bani Ishaq is not, it's not the standard term for the Yahud. Bani Israel is the standard term. And who is Israel, by the way? Ya'qub, not Ishaq. Because Ishaq had multiple, or he had 2 sons, right? Is or Isa, or Is and Ya'qub, Jacob, right? Esau and Jacob, according to the Old Testament, right? So, Allah knows best. Some people say that the Arabs thought that some of the Romans were the descendants of Isa, the second son. So to say Bani Ishaq is essentially a reference to the Romans. This is an interpretation. Another interpretation, it means the converts of the Yahud. And even some scholars said, and I don't agree with this at all, but some scholars, I'm just saying what they said, telling you what they said. Some scholars said, oh, this must be a mistake. The Prophet ﷺ said Bani Ismail, and one of the narrators messed up, and he made it Bani Ishaq. But that's too, I mean, this word is so rare. It's impossible that somebody would have messed it up, right? So a number of ulama said, this is so bizarre, Bani Ishaq. It never occurs in any hadith, Bani Ishaq. It's not even Bani Ismail. You know, it's Bani Ishaq, right? Or sorry, it's not Bani Yaqub or Bani Israel, I meant Bani Israel. It's Bani Ishaq. And it appears, and Allah knows best, this goes back, because the term 70,000 is mentioned. It goes back to the other hadith, which is very clear that there are going to be 70,000. Now remember, 70,000 in Arabic does not mean exactly census 70,000. It is a broad figure. You know, we say in English, man, I called you a dozen times. You don't mean a dozen, right? Now, if you say, I called you 7 times, you mean 7, right? But you say, I called you a dozen times, or I called you so 100 times. Everybody knows you don't mean it literally. In Arabic, 7, 70, 700, 70,000. This is the generic. When you say 7, you mean I called you a few or something. When you say 70, it's around that. So 70,000 basically means around 100,000 or 50,000, around that much, right? It's not exact 70,000. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying there will be 70,000 converts, essentially. This looks like we're deriving this from all of these hadith. Means like 100,000 of them have converted. That's not a minor amount. And they are fighting on the side of the Muslims. And it is at their hands, the hands of the converts, that Constantinople will be conquered. Not at the hands of the born Muslims. It will be those who are pure, those that have chosen to fight with the truth. Allah will bless them, that when they say the takbirat, their takbirat will cause the walls of the city to fall down, and they will then conquer Qistantinia or Constantinople. طيب. Now, this is the standard interpretation. I am sympathetic to it. A number of scholars say this hadith doesn't apply to Constantinople. Have you heard of a city, a part of it is in the ocean and a part of it is on land? That's what the hadith says. Another group of scholars says this hadith is a reference to Venice. Venice, canals, whatnot. And we say maybe, Allahu A'lam. What can we say? Maybe. I can't deny it, can I? Because the hadith doesn't mention Qistantinia. However, other ahadith mention Qistantinia. No hadith mentions Venice. So, Allah knows best. I am sympathetic to this hadith being Constantinople, but we cannot negate that it might possibly be, that it might possibly be other cities as well, and Allah knows best. Ya man ajabat du'a Nuh fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkik al-mashhul ya man ahal an-nar hawl khalilihi rawhan wa rayhanan biqawlika kun